Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is. We have decided to once again pounce into your ears and to your head and other organs that might be excited by the presence of a couple of good people on the radio here. September 20th, we are two-thirds of the way through the month of September. In honor of one Ms. Jay Horn, who is also known to the millions that listen to this program as Jen Jen. Jennifer Horn is here because Jay is under the weather today. So Jennifer from KRLA in Los Angeles and from this program and from Points West is here. You don't like it that I give you the
reason.
It's true.
It might be, but it's like we're two-thirds of the way. It's like it's going fast enough. I don't need the marker. It's like you're taking one of those bingo markers and like just going,
bingo,
with a big X.
Bingo. Fabulous radio. We are being fabulous here on the radio. Let's see if we can deal with some. Jennifer said to me just before we went on the air in this hour that she was thrilled with what happened at Martha's Vineyard, and I'm not surprised. So
I was
they're
just
not
reading
on
about
Martha's
how
Vineyard.
A Texas sheriff says this was distasteful. Moving, you know what's distasteful? The people that are being raped, the children that are being trafficked, the women that are being put into sex trade, the fentanyl that's coming into the country to have people overdose because of the distasteful open border. This at least is raising awareness and getting people to talk about it. I mean, call it a stunt, call it whatever you will, but people need
expensive
to realize
stuff.
What's happening at our border. And if it takes dumping people into the hands of some elitist snob liberals in Martha's Vineyard.
Just because you live on Martha's Vineyard, you think they're all elitist snobs?
Oh, did you see? I mean, those people were lickety split. They got those people who were bussed. 50 people dropped off in Martha's Vineyard, and within like 24 hours, they had them out of there. I mean, it's like we had never seen a brown person before.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Well, there's plenty of them there working to clean the houses and the hotels and stuff. There's plenty.
Nothing to say they didn't have room for them. I mean, isn't this the off season? Isn't this the time in Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, that was all hocus pocus BS. You know that. Yeah, they had plenty of room for them. They just didn't want to because they're not them. They don't look like them. They don't act like them. They don't speak like them because they aren't them. And that's part of the problem with the whole this whole charade of bringing these people into the country. So I'm going to lay a couple of things on you that I laid on the audience yesterday that are worthy, perhaps, of your comment. The fact this week there was published some memoirs from Hitler. And they made it into, they said this week, I don't know when this, there was a PBS special on this week. It was basically America's reaction to the Holocaust and things that led up to the Holocaust. And one of the things that was learned from looking into the papers that Hitler, not Mein Kampf, but other stuff, that he apparently was a prolific writer. I didn't know that, but he was always writing. He wanted whatever he was doing to go down in history, so he kept notes so people would write about him.
Part of the thing that he would do is he'd have the people that he would capture. When he would capture Jews, he would have them catalog the stuff that they were stealing and taking, basically. They had to catalog their own items. He was really big into record keeping.
Well, he also apparently wrote in one of his memoirs, this was before, this was basically before World War II, that he modeled the way he treated the Jews after the way the Americans treated the natives, which I thought upon looking at the history, if you really look into the history of what we did to the native people, it is, he was pretty much right on. They were killed, they were put into reservations, their land was taken away from them. That was astounding. It just sort of hit me, slapped me beside of the face, because as you think about it, you think, okay, yeah, that's kind of what was done here when we took over this country, because there were people who lived here and we kicked them out, or we killed them, or we stuck them into a place that wasn't, you know, compatible with what they had lived on before. So there, you take that, And then you look at some of the other things. Are we back in the same situation that we were in 1929 when we had lots of Italian immigrants and lots of Irish immigrants and there were no jobs? 25% of the people in the country didn't have any work and they were in soup lines and bread lines and stuff. And so Herbert Hoover, in 1932, dispatched 1.5 million Mexicans pretty much in like 4 months, put them on ships, put them in cars, whatever they could do, on trains, and they sent them all back to Mexico. 1.5 million of them. I didn't realize there were that many of them. But this, the reason I say that is to underscore that this thing has been going on for well over a century. It's been going on since actually the end of the Civil War, when we stopped having slaves, and a lot of other, well, theoretically we stopped having slaves, and then a lot of Chinese were brought in to the country illegally, but to work, and a lot of Mexicans. So there's been two faces to this. It was handy to have the Mexicans and the Chinese here after the Civil War to start building out the Industrial Revolution and the things that were created. You know, the Civil War, as was World War II, not so much World War I, was great for business, in a sense, because all of the stuff that was built and made around the fight, the effort to, you know, in our case, kill each other off, in the case of any wars, you know, we see it happening, frankly, in Ukraine right now. All the armaments that are going over there, it's great for business. And how many people think about it that way? Great, especially for the military-industrial complex, but business in general thrives during a war. But the people aspect of this, Jen, is what sort of intrigues me as you look back in history. And this isn't taught now. I guess I remember learning some of this stuff when I was in high school and college, but I don't remember learning as much as I have learned as an adult about the various things that have helped to make us who we are. And you know, it's not always a pretty picture, but it just, we move it fast forward back to Martha's Vineyard. And what we're doing with those people is the same as what we did with the natives, and is the same as what, but we, the natives were here, the Mexicans and the brown-skinned people and whoever else is here that's coming illegally, we tend to discount all the illegals that come here from China and from Asia. We don't talk much about them. You've got them over there more than, I mean, suppose you have an equal problem with the Asian influx and the Mexican influx.
But see, it doesn't
right?
even matter the person or the skin color, the people
no,
that are coming.
Not.
What's you know, there's a way to come into the country, and I'm not opposed to immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing out earlier with the Italians.
Yeah, it's just about getting in line and getting in the right way. And what happens when you have a border that is not being well adhered to is that you have
being
the system,
protected.
Yeah, you have the system that's just being overrun by people who are coming in illegally. And the point is that maybe 100, I don't know, let's see, out of 100 of the people that come into the country, you can say that 95, you can say that 95% of those people are coming into the country for opportunity to get away from bad circumstances in their homeland, whatever it might be. But the other few people, you don't know what they're here for. And with a problem like fentanyl poisonings happening every single day, with terrorist threats coming every single day, with crime and cartels and all of this stuff, you don't know. And that's the problem, is that there is no record. And so unless we are keeping a record of these people, we are throwing out our safety. And for what? You know, we're throwing out our safety and our economic stability, and then we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing it? And I don't know that we've gotten a really good answer. I think everybody suspects, you know, well, Republicans, you know, for years it was
Republicans
want cheap labor.
Well, wasn't Pelosi recorded as saying, Pelosi was recorded recently saying most of the people we let in will vote for Democrats.
Right.
So there's a motivation there. 15 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Time in a moment. I want to talk about the new Press Act that has been passed and what that's all about. Who's that going to help and why did they pass it in Washington? This time, though, is dedicated to the good health and well-being of you and your family, especially if you're overweight. Along comes Calotren to the rescue, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the nation's number one weight loss formula that has nothing bad in it. The only one that doesn't have drugs, the only one that doesn't have stimulants, no caffeine, none of that stuff. My father used to call it Glock. None of that Glock in there. It's all good stuff. It's all natural stuff because that's what you need, really, to rebuild your body after you've lost a lot of weight. We looked at COVID from the beginning, and most of the people that were getting sick were way overweight, or they didn't take care of themselves, you know, that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people got onto the plan, and they lost the weight, and then they didn't keep it off. So this is the way to keep it off. The ingredients here are aimed at having you stay your healthiest. So losing weight's one thing. The science of keeping it off is something else. Say it again, Doug. Elf. Something else. Something to behold. Calitrin, take it from me, it works. A lot of my friends, a lot of people associated with the program are on this and love, love, love it. Calitrin, go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, get free shipping, and you get the BOGO deal right now, unlimited, buy three, get three free, if you want to buy six, yeah, whatever the deal. It's safe for the entire family, so help them all lose weight and keep it off. Toploss.com, discount code Doug.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This may require a little more time. The House of Representatives yesterday passed H.R. 4330, which is also known as the Press Act. And, Jennifer, it's supposed to protect reporters from spying, from the state spying on them. This would establish protections for journalists at the federal level who are whistleblowers, who reveal confidential sources. They would, in defined circumstances, threats to national security, they have to unload their sources. But if it's just a, you know, a normal sort of a thing, they will be protected by the federal government from having to reveal their sources. So no more going to jail if you don't reveal your sources, unless it's an issue that has to do with national security. About that kind of interesting. Hey, look, it's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on Doug's Good Day with Jennifer Horan. Let's see who's in the spotlight here, Jennifer. This could be ladies' choice. There is a very interesting story about Sarah Jessica Parker floating around and Sylvester Stallone. Maybe if we play our cards right, we can talk about both of them as time allows, and we'll figure that out right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No, redhead. Okay, let's get to Sarah Jessica Parker, who's also a redhead from time to time. Her name, as we know, synonymous with style and exciting things in her life. So now she's got a line of wallpaper. Isn't that kind of interesting? There's nothing flatter than wallpaper, nothing less interesting than wallpaper. So,
but you know what's weird is that wallpaper is actually having a resurgence. So leave it to SJP to bring back the wallpaper, right?
Right. 15 different
the
prints.
The more graphic, the better, too. They're putting up these big, bold wallpapers.
Yeah. Let's see. They're hand-curated by her. 193 variations. You can buy them from $68 a roll to $299 a roll. She talks about the fellow who is working on it with her, Eric Hughes. who apparently is good at this sort of thing. But there have been others. Who knew that Andy Cohen had a wallpaper line, or Katie Couric did, right?
Do you remember? I remember as a kid when wallpaper, like during the 80s, was still a big thing.
Yeah.
You'd go to the wallpaper store and they had like books that you could look through.
Oh,
do you remember that? And they had a sheet of wallpaper with the border, remember?
Yeah. Across? I did that when I moved into this house in 2015. We put wallpaper in the kitchen.
You did?
In the living room, in the dining room. The stairwell upstairs, and it's kind of cool. I thought it was, it added a whole lot to the house, frankly. Anyway, so Sarah Jessica Parker, if you're looking for wallpaper, she says she loves a deep saturated color. So red and blue and that sort of stuff. So if you have a palette for sex, maybe the Sex and the City stuff shows up somehow in the wallpaper. Would you expect that? What would you put on the wallpaper if it was Sex and the City themed?
Oh, like maybe some hot pink or some, you know, maybe some red. She, I mean, I guess she does like the deep color like you're talking about. She said it's not just red that she does. She does like deep geranium red. She does blue is her peacock teal blue. So she does an emphasis on colors. So that's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool to sort of imagine what it's like. And, it's, you know, something for her to do in her time when she's trying to learn lines for whatever the next show was. Good. Good for her. All right. Exciting things happening here. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years and years ago, when substitute teachers were out of school, I would be called to come in what was called a sub-enrichment program. In other words, educating young kids in elementary school and junior high school about proper care, basic care of animals. And it really worked well. A lot of it sparked interest in the children that decided later on to get involved with animals as a career. But more important than that, you know, you never can change an adult's mind about spaying and neutering or proper training. But if we can educate the children about animal abuse, if we can let them know that animals have feelings and emotions just like we do, we can make all the difference in the world. That's why I'm such an advocate of humane societies and rescues around the country that send people into the school districts, into the Boy Scouts, into the Girl Scouts, educating them on proper pet care. Because as they get older, they're going to encounter certain situations where a dog or a cat or another animal may be involved, and that knowledge they were taught early on is going to make all the difference in the world between a good pet guardian and one that may not be so good. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the one-month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday, killing at least two people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda, that's on the continent of Africa. Health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession that could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet later this week. Home builder confidence declined for the ninth straight month in September. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
Current house price, you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
USA Radio News.
When it comes
comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
All right, so this woman walks into a bar carrying a raccoon. So anyway, the bartender, a lady named Cindy Smith, said she was serving drinks at the Maddock Bar. Local resident brings in the raccoon during happy hour. What could be better than having a raccoon during happy hour?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the day and time. Let's see, the day is September 20th. The weekday is Tuesday. The time is 34 after the hour. And this is the ever-loving Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn today. Jay Kirshner has come down with what is an allergy to getting up early in the morning.
I have that too, sir.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Yeah, and we all. All right, so Jennifer is here from the land of Lalas, and the wonderfully stupid, incompetent people that run that state have come up with another good one. Although, actually, I like this one. The good news is, if you croak in California, that has a rhyme to it, right? Croak in California, starting in 2027, your body goes into a compost pile. Hooray!
You'll have a new choice in California if you die. It's human composting. So yeah. I guess what I can do is just, you know, when I no longer need the old husband or somebody, you know, you throw them into the trash can, put some wet worms and coffee grounds on top of them, and let them go. No, well, I don't think it goes like that. But
no, it doesn't go like that.
No,
I do this with my cows. I have a compost operation on my farm, and when the cows die, instead of just digging a hole in the ground and burying them there, I put them into the compost pile, and it creates value for our world that way. It doesn't.
It's really not. I mean, I don't hate the idea. It's just.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
frankly.
Because you think about it, I mean, there are only so many places where you can bury somebody. You can cremate yourself, and some people
don't
like
out of
that.
Land. Yeah.
Right. So what this does is that there's a state regulatory process now. Imagine this guy. I mean, even weirder than the guy who works at the funeral home, right?
Put Fauci in charge of this.
Ooh, you put, yeah, exactly. Vampire Fauci.
Yeah.
So what you do is you, for 30 to 45 days, human remains are placed in a steel vessel, and then they're buried in wood chips, alfalfa, and other biodegradable materials.
You mean, but not in the steel vessel. They've been there and there to cook
I guess with the other stuff, probably, right?
They're going to put them in the... They're not just going to put them in the ground with the compost? Because that takes... That's kind of a process that's not needed, frankly. When you die,
probably some kind of environmental thing, maybe.
Okay, so here we have the environment. So they've taken a good idea and already screwed it up.
But here's what you can do after the process is done.
Yeah.
You can give it back to your family, so you can fertilize your own land, or you can donate it to conservation land.
Yeah, let's stick it in the ground right here and put some. What would you like planted around you? Corn,
petunias.
Petunias.
Oh, I love
okay.
corn.
Yeah, okay, there it is. It's now time for us to talk about Donald Trump. As long as Jennifer is here, we probably ought to spend a few minutes on Mr. Trump. Apparently, some lawyers warned him last year that he would face, quote, legal liability if he didn't return documents that he had taken from the White House. So apparently, they knew that he took this stuff.
Everybody did. This is not a surprise or a news story. And by the way, this has happened with every other president in modern history. Obama has 300,000 documents that they are not saying a word about that the National Archives have been trying to get back. And Obama said, oh, I'm just copy him over on a disk and get him back to you. And he hasn't done it yet. Mm-hmm. So Trump had these documents. And by the way, the National Archives, the people from that organization, were at Mar-a-Lago in June and took back a whole bunch of stuff that they wanted that Trump turned over to them. So that's why it's just such
nonsense.
So
Trump's the good guy here.
I just want to get to the truthful conclusion of all of this. I do think that he's the good guy in all this because I don't understand how the National Archives could be there in June, take back a bunch of documents, and then somehow by August, the guy's raided by the FBI.
It's a strange coincidence, Jennifer.
Well, a lot of people believe that the stuff that he had was actually documentation proving the different members of the FBI that were spying on him during collusion. Because remember, during Russiagate, the FBI created information. They kept on their payroll a guy who was feeding false information who was a Russian operative to create this dossier against Trump. Why?
Okay. So since the beginning of the FBI has been corrupt, badly run, misused, and overblown in terms of their importance. It makes for good TV, and it makes for good movies, but J. Edgar Hoover was extraordinarily corrupt from the beginning, and he used the power that was given to him, which should not have ever been given to him in the first place, and was taken away from directors of the FBI after everybody figured out when he was dead what he was up to, what he was cooking. And so here we have, this guy was almost a potentate. He had so much power, more power than presidents. He had pictures of John F. Kennedy they used to blackmail him. And you can go back through the history. He had stuff on Nixon. He had stuff on he didn't have anything on Eisenhower. He apparently had something on Harry Truman, but not a lot because Harry Truman basically put him in a box and closed the door. But at any rate, the point is that, and it's brought back to the surface again with the Trump stuff. What's the FBI really there for? Who are they there to protect? What's their operation? What do we need them for, in essence? And if they're there, do they really, you know, what's their... I think roles, it's like the CIA and all these other government alphabet soup entities that seem to get created and then they just get bigger and they grow on their own. We need more protection. We need more services. We need more, more, more. And you and I are taking it in the neck through our tax bills. Paying for stuff that's not even...
Another 87,000 FBI agents that we're going to be paying for. I mean, look, I'm all for law enforcement. But what I am not for... Do you need to get that?
No.
What I am not for is the idea that the FBI is creating evidence against people. The FBI should be there to investigate evidence, not to become political actors. It should be about the rule of law. It shouldn't be about playing favorites. And it doesn't seem like it's been like that in a long time.
Right. Amen. Okay, we'll get that. 41 past the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material, such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste, into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
You know how you visit Staples Connect? You put the staple gun with a couple of pieces of paper, and you slam the top of it down, and there you have Staples connecting, right?
That's right.
How it works.
Can I tell you, some people like paper clips. I'm all about a staple.
Stapler.
Yeah.
And staples. And staples.
The only element of my life that's not a commitment photo.
Excuse me. Okay, let's keep going here. We made reference in the last half hour, and I do this all the time, and then people say, well, I didn't hear the last half hour. Okay, so if you didn't, then you can go to gooddayshow.com, and you can listen to what would be probably the first hour of replay today, because we run the show in its entirety all day, every day, in a loop at gooddayshow.com. So what we were talking about was the business of moving those people from Florida on the flights up to Martha's Vineyard. Apparently a sheriff in Texas, and I don't quite get this, that they didn't come from Texas. So did they? They came from Texas, went to Florida. Is that what the route was? I've forgotten what the route was.
A lot of illegal immigrants are coming into Florida from other places. There are also people that, you know, I mean, it's an everybody problem. But
this flight to Martha's Vineyard came up from Florida.
Correct. And now they want to put Ron DeSantis in shackles because he made the political statement of moving people to Martha's Vineyard.
Well, but what's the Texas sheriff got to do with that? Why would a Texas sheriff be opening up a criminal investigation into what DeSantis did from Florida? What business is
it? Because all of the people who consider themselves to be liberals say that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, who's the
governor of Texas. How many liberal Texas sheriffs do you know?
a couple of them, this guy, are saying that Ron DeSantis took part in human trafficking. So, they don't worry about the human trafficking at the border, but God forbid you put people in an air-conditioned airplane and send them to Martha's Vineyard. That's a torture fate worse than death.
Yeah, I would hope the plane was air-conditioned. Good God, imagine flying at 30,000 feet in an un-air-conditioned plane. Hurricane Fiona has grown stronger. Puerto Rico got deluged. If you don't know what that means, a lot of rain there yesterday. And so let's see. The last time you and I went through something like this was Hurricane Maria. And the island went into the dark for a long time. Remember, Trump was criticized because they didn't get aid to Puerto Rico fast enough. Mm-hmm. And so they've rebuilt all of their infrastructure, and now has been blown to smithereens again. So perhaps there's a lesson that hasn't been learned from the hurricane Catherine and went up into New Orleans, and they broke it up.
Katrina,
that's right. Wiped out all the levees, and so the geniuses in the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt the levees that didn't work exactly to the same specs that didn't work.
Genius.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, what else do we have that's upsetting the world? A major earthquake.
This is your upsetting report.
Yeah, this is the upsetting the world portion of the program.
This major one in Mexico? Are you talking about this?
What, the earthquake?
Yeah.
7.6 on the Richter scale. Good God.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So the West Coast of Mexico.
Do you know what's significant about that?
Yes, no. Please tell me.
What day was it? So 9/19 was the day that the earthquake hit, right? And
yesterday,
that was the day that historically they have a big earthquake drill because two other big earthquakes hit, like in the 80s and then one in 2017. And now these poor people, after doing their drill, get nailed with another big earthquake.
Yep. Just be happy you're not.
I'd travel out, man. I'd go somewhere
else. The port city of Manzanillo. I don't know where that is. I don't know Mexico. I've been to Mexico once for one day, and that was Tijuana. I've never been to Mexico City. Mexico doesn't appeal to me at all, although you always go to Cabo, and you say it's great over there.
Oh, it's great.
And that would be someplace near. Isn't that where the epicenter was close on the West Coast?
On the West Coast, they were waiting for a tsunami, too. They were like 10-foot waves.
So will that affect you in California, and will it affect Hawaii? That's the question, whether... because these big waves, but they have to dissipate. I mean, it's 3,000 miles between where the hurricane was in Hawaii.
You think
they dissipate. Yep. The mayor of Mexico City, or should I say Mexico City, is that disrespectful? Mm-hmm. Is it? What do the Mexicans call it? They call it Mexico?
Yeah, the white people call it Mexico City.
Mexico. Okay, right. Anyway. The mayor there is a lady named Claudia Steinbaum. Huh? What? Claudia Steinbaum is the mayor of Mexico City? Wait a minute.
There's a good joke in there somewhere.
I want to tell you, there's something screwy there. That doesn't quite equate. If it were Claudia Espinito.
Okay, we get it.
Did she marry? Yeah, okay, you got it. Anyway.
Right.
She said there were no reports of damage in Mexico City. So I guess it's okay there. And if everything's safe in Mexico City, then everything's going to be A-okay, except for the one person got killed and all of this. 10,000 people were killed back in 1985 when it was an 8, magnitude 8 on the Richter scale. But that was near Mexico City. This happened out in an area where there's not a lot of population, or certainly not as much, right?
Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour here on the Good Day program.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Having put my newspaper down. Yes, I still like to get ink on my hands. 53 past the hour. Doug's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with the farm, food, and family portion of the program. You'll be happy to know today is National Fried Rice Day. Or as the... am I going to do that joke about the Japanese? Probably not. This is a way to encourage everybody to indulge in their preferred version of fried rice. I like brown rice. Our rice is great with onions, right? Carrots, peas, eggs, kind of neat. Whether your preferred version has meat in it or not, today's the perfect day to enjoy fried rice. Center stage, lots of this. There'll be a lot of Chinese restaurants that'll be celebrating this today. Probably the Mexican restaurants as well, right? The first Japanese restaurant, Benihana, that was international in scope, started Fried Rice Day back in 2018 to celebrate rice. And it's been kind of all over the place. I think it's what I like about it is you can make it taste like a lot of things or taste like nothing. I use it to settle down my dog's stomach if she gets into something. It's also good because there's no problem for people like me who have gluten intolerance. Rice is great because there's no gluten in it. Unless they cook it with something that has gluten, and then you're all bets are off. But anyway, fried rice goes back to China in, 589 A.D. in the Sui Dynasty. And then, then there's been a lot of focus on it with what you can do. It's easy to cook. I can even cook it and it comes out okay. So, you know, it's okay to cook. All right, let's see here. There's a situation, Meals on Wheels in Ohio. A family delivered free food to children in need from an ice cream truck, an old refurbished ice cream truck. This is kind of cool. Students in an elementary school were going hungry at home, so a teacher in one of the schools his name is Jason Watson, got a little inspiration, and then he went out and found this old used ice cream truck. For the last two summers they've actually been doing this. They've helped 1,300 people in Frazeeburg, Ohio, who are in need. This is a real problem. We really do have a problem around this country with people not having enough to eat. So the people associated with Mr. Watson from the Crossroads Christian Church in that town decided to make this an extracurricular program for youngsters, and they have helped also. So there are adults and children who are helping to distribute food and ice cream. They have an ice cream truck, so they give them food and ice cream. This is kind of cool. Family cooks all the meals themselves from scratch. That is Mr. Watson's family. And they post on Facebook every day where they're going to be serving. They serve about 70 meals a day. In the summertime, they've helped, though, over the course of the summer, 1,500 people, as I know, I said 1,300, 1,500 people have lunch and some of them dinner. Sometimes even breakfast, depending on the day of the week it is. So there's a GoFundMe page that's there if you want to help them out. They've raised $10,000 so far to help out these folks in Frazeesburg, Ohio. Good for them. In a moment, we'll take a moment to review what's being, what's getting recalled today. Stand by. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. So Family Dollar has recalled Colgate products that were sold at their stores. The Food and Drug Administration says the recall affects all toothpaste products from Colgate in Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. White stain prevention toothpaste, all kinds of toothpaste. So if you got toothpaste that you bought in Family Dollar, I would bet that same thing is true, though, in any drugstore or wherever you buy it. So bring it back, get your money back. That'd be that's my usual thing for the recalls. 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.